first, I'd like to understand the mechanism of how you might even imagine that a device would be created, how it would work. Would it warp something or another? I mean, would you require great amounts of energy to do something? And if so,
actually not. And that, this is what's very surprising. You see, people who know the classic ways of time travel realize that in order to time travel, you have to make a kind of a time warp. You have to use a great gravitational field or move near the speed of light or something of that sort.
Yes.
And that's the classical ways. And, you know, I would say, sure, that's right, pre-quantum physics. But once you start grasping what quantum physics is telling us and how it operates, you begin to see another way of doing it. And a couple of Israeli physicists, one of them being the master physicist, Yair Aharonov, has come up with a way in which we can use a device in which you just have many little shifts of time, not big ones, little mini ones, but if you can add up a whole bunch of mini ones and get them all in like ducks in a row, you can get a huge time shift, even though the device which is doing the shifting is putting little positive time shifts, slowing them down by a small positive amount, this computer that you, quantum computer that you hook up to it, can put the device in a state in which you can shift backwards or forwards through time. Now, what gets shifted is also very interesting. It's a shift of the person inside the time machine, not the people outside. The world outside is going on, but the guy inside is actually getting younger or getting older.
Really? So, in other words, you would not go back through time and remain at your current physiological age?
In this device, no. You would just get younger and get older. You would time travel. But the rest of the world would just keep with Gwen. Now, that's one way.
Then could one not travel prior to their own birth?
That's interesting. You could travel to a time before your own birth, and then the question is, what happens in that case?
Well, you'd be nothing but a gleam in your dad's eye.
Those are very interesting questions. And a lot of that has not really completely been resolved. I think I see what's going on, but it's going to take a little bit to try to explain it and make any sense out of it for a listening audience in a short period of time, because it seems so paradoxical and so crazy.
Try me.
Well, as you go back to an earlier time and get younger, you're actually going back to what is called a contrafactual past. That is, you're going back to a past that could have been the past that you actually experienced that got you to the place where you have been when you first entered the time machine.
Does that mean then if you went back, say, let's say 10 years, that was what was actually happening 10 years ago wouldn't necessarily be happening when you arrived in the machine?
When you go back 10 years in the machine and come out of the machine 10 years younger,
you might be in a different reality?
You would be a different person, younger, certainly. You would definitely be younger. You would see your skin would be less, grungy.
So I see application for this already. I mean,
but
everything
you
else
would,
is fine.
You would not necessarily would go back. Let's say, for example, you have cancer.
Okay.
And you decide to go back in time to the precancerous stage.
Yes.
You can go back to a time where you're healthier and actually prevent yourself from getting cancer because you would go to a place where you avoided whatever circumstances, such as breathing in asbestos or something of that sort of thing, that was acting in a causal manner towards you getting cancer. So you could do something like that. You could use it as a kind of a healing technique.
But, okay, so again, just so I understand, the physical movement would be possible. By the way, would just the person or the thing move in time, or would the machine...
The thing would just sit there.
Or would the machine itself physically be transported?
No. The way it's been thought about is you have to build... you have to get some really dense matter. I mean, I'm talking really super dense. So, and you'd have to build a hollowed-out sphere. You have to sit inside that sphere.
Yes.
And in that sphere, time is, because of the huge gravitational field, it's a constant gravitational potential in the whole thing. There's no field inside because it's just a gravitational potential, which means that it's like you're high up on a mountaintop, but you're not falling. So you're in a high gravitational potential compared to the ground, but since you're not falling, there's no gravitational field pulling on you. You're just staying at the same level, more or less. Do you follow what I'm saying?
No.
Well,
I guess I'm going to ask again. You would be transported into the past 10 years. You would be
You would get younger.
You would get younger and you would open the door and walk out younger. Walk out younger and into a potentially completely different world. You would have no...
The world you walk out in... See, the people outside the sphere will just be saying, what's going on inside the sphere? What's Fred doing in there?
Yeah.
And you could be in there for 10 minutes and come out 10 years younger. And people will look at you and say, well, gee whiz, he's really changed. And they would have been 10 minutes older.
They would only be... 10 minutes older, and
if you were in for 10 minutes, so you, and
wait,
during
wait,
that
wait.
10 minutes you went back in time 10 years.
Wait. I do have to grasp this. You go back 10 years.
Yeah.
So you're 10 years younger, and when you walk out, you're walking into the current timeline,
current timeline. Nothing happens outside the machine.
So
everything happens inside.
Okay, so you're telling me you don't actually go back and begin to experience what happened 10 years ago. You just get 10 years younger.
That's different. Now, let's talk about what you're experiencing in the machine. As you're traveling back, you're also getting younger, and you're losing cognizance, possibly. I'm not sure about this yet. That's got to be worked out. You may be losing cognizance of where you've been. You may actually start not only getting younger, but forgetting where you've come from. That's another possibility. I mean, you're actually wiping out, you could be wiping out memory.
Ten years of memory?
The 10 years, right. You may go back to a pre, so you may, you know, get dumber in a certain sense.
But you would come out in the current timeline.
Yeah, you come out in the current timeline. This is a time displacement machine. It's a time travel of another kind. See, when we talk about time travel,
that's fine. Are you suggesting this technology will be developed before the actual ability to go back in time, or are you saying the ability...
This will be where we're going to start.